ABC Radio Australia.
2020 has been a big year for Samoan Cook Islander Josh685. After his song, Laxed Siren Beat, went viral on TikTok when it was used as part of a craze called the Culture Dance Challenge, the New Zealand teenager had to not only balance his final year of school, but also the music industry as he fought to get credit and recognition for his beat. Despite the challenges, Josh685 says he's achieved what he always set out to do, to share his music and his Pacific and South Auckland pride. Talia Olatia has a story.
When 17-year-old Samoan Cook Islander Josh Nanai created the song Laxed Siren Beat, he took his inspiration from the Pacific Island beats that are often played through siren speakers. After all, his stage name, Josh 685, represents Samoa's international calling code.
685, baby, let's go.
See, last year around July was when I came home one day from school. So I just went straight to my bedroom and as usual, just making beats. I was just like mixing like all kinds of things together. So yeah, it wasn't like anything specific I was going for. I just kind of mixed bits and pieces, like just putting it together. So I just kind of made that.
It was all pretty casual. In fact, laxed means relaxed. But then the beat found viral fame on the platform TikTok.
Coming up to April, that's when someone took a piece of it and put it on TikTok, and then from there started the dance and then just started blowing up from there on TikTok. It was real exciting just like seeing it blow up and all that, and having family in there all around you just watching it happen. Yeah, and my friends just like refreshing like all these things and all that, just watching the views building up. But yeah, real blessed having all these big people dancing to your song was, yeah, just Addison Rae and all that, yeah.
And it was the music behind the cultural dance challenge on TikTok where people were using that song to celebrate their own culture. You know, as a Samoan and Cook Islander, what did that mean that, you know, what you had produced was actually helping people all around the world celebrate their cultural heritage?
It was shocking because I never, like, set out that challenge myself. I kind of just, like, formed it from everyone around. So, yeah, everyone just started doing their own culture things with their songs. You had, like, everyone's own taste, their own culture, like, dressing up and all that. So, yeah, it was cool, like, having the song, like, being Polynesian culture. And then everyone themselves just dancing with their own culture. So it was good to, like, spread it around and all that.
More than 55 million unique TikTok videos were uploaded doing the culture dance to Josh's beat in just a few weeks. And then an American celebrity slid into Josh's Instagram DMs. Jason Derulo. R&B singer and actor Jason Derulo wanted to team up with the Kiwi producer and use Lax Siren Beat in one of his own songs.
It was just this day where he just kind of like texted me, so I was just outside just hitting the bag, and then yeah, I kind of just got like a notification from him on Instagram. I clicked on his page and I saw it was like loaded with millions of that, so I didn't know what to think as well. So I just went inside and just like showing my whole family and like all that, my mom, my dad, siblings and all that. And yeah, we're all just kind of like freaking out. He kind of just like complimented me and just like said, did you want to work on some stuff and all that? So I was like, yo, just kept talking back and forth for a little bit. And then yeah, like I don't know, it kind of just cut off. So he went up and put the beat up himself like out of nowhere. So yeah, that's why it's that kind of like unfinished business. So yeah.
Josh says Jason Derulo started promoting the song Savage Love using the Lax Siren Beat on Instagram and TikTok without clearing it with him or giving him credit. During that time, Josh had signed with Columbia Records. So while the exact details of how it was resolved remain unclear, Josh's management team worked with Derulo's to ensure that it was an official collaboration.
My management team went to like his and kind of like sorted it out. So like made it an official collab instead of just having him just take the beat and have it up there. So yeah, they kind of just like made it official.
As a teenager, what was that like trying to navigate that kind of business space, especially with such a well-known artist?
Yeah, so I had my mom. She was like always helping a lot, like before the lawyers stuff and all that. So and like getting advice from everyone to know what we were doing. So yeah, we kind of had to learn fast and like learn quick in the moment and all that.
And the song Savage Love Lax Siren Beat with Josh as accredited producer and Lax Siren Beat added to its title hit the music charts.
If I woke up without you, I don't know what I would do. Thought I could be.
It became a huge hit in Australia, New Zealand, the UK and other countries around the world. And last week, the song's official music video was released. And people have been quick to note both the Manurewa South Auckland Pride, where Josh lives, and the waving of Samoan and Cook Island flags during the video.
Having it as like my first ever music video, I wanted to like have everything that I loved in it. So I kind of everything that was priorities to me. So like my culture, where I'm from, my friends, family, all that. They all came to my house last week when the video came out. So we all just went straight up to my room and just kind of did like a little reacting thing, just watching the video. So yeah, when they saw the video, they all just just like yelling and screaming every time one of the boys came up on the screen. They're like, oh yeah, just laughing and all that. So yeah, when you see the video, you see like all everything. You just see my friends. You see like South Auckland. You see like the street. You see sirens. You see music. People being happy. The culture. Everything.
Now, one of the unlikely appearances in the music video was Samoan's Moeva and her husband Ofisa Iapo, who have lived on the street where the music video was filmed for over 50 years.
The people, they're taking their videos there. We are standing around and they say, hey, mama and papa, do you want to take? Oh, yes, why not? I run back to my house and dress up and go back and sit on the chair. The other kids, they are, you know, riding on their bike in our alleyway. And they said to me, if you see my hands, you, Papa and Nana, you have to look at them, what they're doing from the alleyway. But I don't know, they're taking away, you know, the video was selling the whole world. Everybody on our studio say yes, yes. I was very happy when they're coming along in all the school from Manurewa High School. And, you know, the people, they're taking the video. I was very happy and I joined them.
Now, Josh is still at school, so he's had to balance his burgeoning music career while finishing his last year.
When I first started making beats, I didn't think I was going to be here doing this kind of big thing. It was only just for fun, like on the side of school and all that. So, yeah, I didn't expect it, but I'm grateful for how it went and like what I've got.
How have you been able to balance both of those things?
I don't know. It's kind of like getting like a timetable set for it, but we're still trying to work it out of school and that, because our timetables haven't really worked without the lockdown happening and all that. So yeah, just kind of trying to find a like set timetable for me to go back and like still finish off school and that.
And of course, he's also learnt lessons about working in the music industry and has advice for other creators when it comes to making sure they get the credit for their original content.
It's like a new topic just coming out of nowhere. You got to learn quick and learn all these little different ways about it. So, yeah, I didn't leave it just to my mom, but like, I was still trying to help on the side with everything and all that. So, yeah. If you know it's yours, you know that. If you put it up and you know it's yours, just make sure you get like, if you want to, you can go in the comments and all that and just like drop your ad and all that, or like kind of promote yourself. But yeah, if you know it's yours, you know it's yours. You can just get like advice from lawyers and all that or whatever. Just get advice from them so you know what you're doing. So yeah, just own your stuff that you make.